1978, Dr. Fred Fett. Deuteronomy 33, verse 25. As thy days, so shall thy strength be. In Christ Jesus, dear fellow Christians, the average day holds no fewer for the average person. What is worth are the problems and demands of the part of the future? What shall I do here? How shall I meet the pastor Christ is called? Let the emphasis on the path of future. What you do question is not an inevitable, but a path of future. In our present experience, what we feel is not the common ordinary day, but the examination day. Not the present choices we are taking, but those to come, about which we have had the wisdom by our women. Some will feel that unfavorable comparison in our labors with those of proven success and ability. Employed in our several jobs, we do not dread the common requirement, but the rare and extraordinary demand. Well, or ill, we dread the operation and the fear of the industry. We often dread people in these things. How can I meet people socially superior to myself? How keep from being ridiculous before the brilliant and resourceful? We attention is really tough to get. We look upon the lives of others and say to ourselves, what is this that happened to me? What would I do under those circumstances? The distinction between natural fear and neurotic fear can be a helpful one. If I were traveling through an African jungle, I could very naturally and properly be afraid of snakes. If I in my own home were living in constant fear of snakes under the carpet, I would be at the mercy of a fear that is real. Not just fear like fear, you can be something to say. And fear is very much to exercise your passion. The fear that is neurotic only imaginative. It robs us of resource and priority. Again, a fear that is not fear of the fear that is erotic, gives our economy, and we can do that. Typically, when our fear is turning towards the erotic or the imaginative, as previously stated, we always fear the possible future, the future that may return. Furthermore, I believe that most of us underrate rather than overrate ourselves. It is true, there are some that judges overrate themselves and have their ability. But most of us underrate ourselves and our abilities because opportunities for testing them like that may not come, or because we in human fear have failed to put them to the test. No need to fear, my dear friends, however,
Thank you.